Not much going on in downtown Bryan, is there, Sandy Ferris?
I think we had about 10 minutes of not doing anything sometime back in January, but yeah, now we're very busy.
Well, let's lead off the August 1st Friday coming up tomorrow.
I think probably the two things that I want people to know the most about tomorrow's First Friday is that there will be snow cones in Sale Park during the movie. We're showing Curious George starting at 8:30. Snow cones there. And then in front of the Palace Theater, we have a band performing at 9 p.m., Mystery Loves Company. And more importantly, Dr. Pepper Floats will be served there thanks to Alan Honda and AE96, who are the sponsors for the band that night.
And let's go ahead and tease, because you've teased me about First Friday in September.
We are going to be celebrating the 10th anniversary of First Friday in September. The actual anniversary was really in July, but we decided to move it forward a little bit to have time to plan. It's going to be a big birthday party downtown. We will be having a mayor's proclamation. We will be celebrating the fact that one of our downtown merchants, Greta Watkins, had a vision 10 years ago, and she actually started First Friday with some additional help from other merchants. But that was during the time when the city was working on the streets and making everything look better. And so in an effort to get people downtown, she started having basically an open house at her frame gallery on Friday nights. And it has certainly grown from there. We had probably 5,000 people in May. So we will be doing some birthday celebrations in September.
But make sure you get down there tomorrow.
Yes, yes. It will be hot, but we've got our usual slate of musicians. I think all of the stores are open. They will have activities. Still plenty to do, and like I said, plenty to eat and drink.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association, in addition to First Friday, the Summer Sunset Concert Series continues.
Right. We launched a new event this year, the Summer Sunset Concert Series, and that was a free concert for the community every Thursday night at the Palace Theater. And we had one local band, Katie Hamlin, was there, and then we had three bands that are actually, several of them are coming back for Texas Reds. We had basically standing room only for the last couple of concerts. And not only were the people that were attending asking us if we were going to do more, even we've had contacts from bands who said, hey, we've heard about this, we want to come. So, back by popular demand, August 20th and 27th, that's two Thursday nights, the last two Thursday nights in August, we will have Austin Mead on August 20th and the Docks on October 27th. And I believe both of those are also going to be at Texas Reds. So, a nice preview, and it's free.
Will it go on into a fall concert series maybe, or a winter concert series?
I don't know. We're always looking for, you know, something to have during the months.
As trying if to we fill up that 10 minutes in January,
yeah,
you were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, in 2015, we had over 35 events, or will have by the time the year is over. So we definitely are very busy during the year.
Saw on the Twitter feed today from the city of Bryan a snapshot inside the Queen Theater.
Yes, I was as excited about seeing that today as I think I was 20 years ago when my own house was built. The framers are in there today. They've already framed out, I think, most of the first floor. And I've talked about this before, about all of the local contractors who are donating labor and materials. This is another donation. That's what makes it even better. Randy French from Stylecraft Builders and Woodson Lumber Company have donated all the labor, all the lumber for the framing. So you can step in there today and start to see what the inside is going to look like when it's finished. So they worked really fast today. I took a picture of the stack of lumber this morning, and then before noon, I think almost all of the interior walls on the ground floor were up. So great crews. But yeah, it's very exciting, and we've got a fundraiser that we launched tomorrow night, actually, for First Friday. We'll have a table in front of the Queen, and people can purchase engraved brick pavers and become a part of history there in front of the Queen and along the median on Main Street.
For those who are not able to get to downtown for First Friday, how can they get a brick?
Go to downtownbryan.com. We've got the order form online, all the information about the different options. Call our office. So, and we'll be doing that. The thing is, there are a limited number of bricks. These are going into the brick ribbons that are in the sidewalks and the median. So once those are gone, we will have to go back and ask the city if we can have a little more space. But I think we've already had some purchased today, actually. So I think those will go fast.
visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association. Going to spend some considerable time talking about the Texas Reds Festival, if for no other reason is that apparently Bill is one of the first to buy steak tickets. And I couldn't, you know, that's something that you know that I've really been pounding for that I have personally missed. And so right. I was going to be part of that solution right off the bat.
You might have been the first ticket purchaser. I'm not sure. What our ticket software shows the time, and Amanda Reynolds, our programs manager, texted me last night. She was so excited that we had already sold some tickets, and you bought two of them, so thank you. Yeah, tickets are on sale now. Go to TexasRedsFestival.com, and if you've been watching that website, you may have noticed a new look this week. We have a great new look to the website. Right up top, there's a link to purchase tickets. It is, if you're interested in any of the steak, the wine, the beer, any of those tasting packages, now is the time to buy the tickets because there are some substantial discounts available. After Labor Day, the price goes up, and it will be day of ticket prices after Labor Day. So
that's if tickets are available.
Sure, because, well, you know, we will sell as many pre-sale steak tickets as we can, but the day of Texas Reds, there will be a very small number of steak tickets available, and when they're gone, they're gone. We don't have any place to store steaks, so we can't just, you know, keep ordering or keep selling tickets. There is a finite number of steak tickets available, so if you want those, you better get them now.
And then if you want to mention the other things of which there's going to be a charge for.
Right. The only things that there are charges for are the steak dinner, and that's a 12-ounce ribeye with all the sides and a drink. You can buy a wine tasting package. There will be Texas wineries there, 20-plus wineries. You can get the glass, the tasting package. Craft beer will also be offered, and again, another glass. Those are the three ticketed items, and then we have Kid Zone's wristbands that are also available.
And the Kid Zone is what?
Kid Zone is a fantastic place. I was by it several times last year, but I've heard nothing but great comments from that. It's every kind of bounce house, device, slide, all sorts of things that you can think of. That will again be in the same place. It's the parking lot on the south end next to Papa Perez. So that's we've got package prices, again, advanced ticket prices for those things. Entrance to the festival is free. You can go listen to some great music all day long, both days, all for free. So the ticketed items, buy those early to get the discounts, and then of course we'll have food vendors, drink vendors. The downtown restaurants will have specials that both days. All of our shops will be open, so there's plenty to do.
Another call for volunteers?
Absolutely. I saw our volunteer coordinator in the office today. I think there is a spot on the website that you can sign up. We always need volunteers, and with the addition of the steak tent this year, we will definitely need some extra volunteers.
TexasRedsFestival.com.
Right, right.
Like I said at the outset, there's just nothing going on in downtown Bryan.
Well, the weather may be hot, but like I said, we've got plenty to do. Stop by, go in a shop, you know, shop a little bit, dine a little bit. There's always something to do.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association, big update. Thanks again for sharing.
Thank you.